UCLA students get a visit from a special guest. And a van delivering mobile healthcare.
It allows us to now bring healthcare directly to individuals on the street.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Nikki Berylson, and happy Earth Day! Thank you for spending part of your Wednesday with me. Here are some stories making headlines today, April 22nd, 2026. A baby deer born in sunny San Diego. An Iran update. How weight loss could be affecting the planet. And a few other Earth Day specials. But first, an alert went out today to all K-12 schools in California, telling them that they have an obligation to prevent sexual harassment and abuse. The notification came from California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who spoke this morning at a news conference.
In the 2020 to 2021 school year, school districts across the country reported 2,700 incidents of sexual assault, 350 incidents of rape or attempted rape, and 17,000 allegations of harassment on the basis of sex.
Bonta says that over the past couple years, school districts in California have paid out nearly $3 billion in legal settlements in sex abuse and harassment cases. Bonta launched a website and a Know Your Rights alert, available in six languages, that encourage families and students to report incidents of sexual harassment, assault, and abuse. It also provides information for support resources and information about the laws around sexual harassment in schools. From Los Angeles to the Middle East. Hours after the ceasefire was extended, Iran's Revolutionary Guard say they have seized two vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that President Donald Trump does not view this as a violation of the ceasefire. Trump extended the ceasefire with Iran on Tuesday and vowed to continue the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. President of Iran, Masoud Pezeshkian, said in a post on X that the blockade and, quote, breach of commitments are obstacles to continuing peace talks. More to come later this week. Cal Optima Health's street medicine program is now assisting unhoused community members in Santa Ana. The program launched in Garden Grove in 2023 and now includes the areas of Costa Mesa and Anaheim. Santa Ana was added last summer and services began in December. The team roams the streets looking for people in a van that acts like a doctor's office. Kelly Bruno Nelson is the executive director Medi-Cal Cal-AIM at Cal Optima Health. She says it carries a physician, behavior specialist, and what's called a care navigator.
It allows us to now bring healthcare directly to individuals on the street. What we see because of the program is that folks are using the ER less, they're using their primary healthcare providers more, and that we are ultimately permanently housing folks.
She adds that there's very little downside.
The program is completely self-sustained once it reaches a panel of 200 individuals, meaning that there's no cost to the city whatsoever, and it's all reimbursable by Medi-Cal.
A panel is a group of patients. Ultimately, the goal of the program is to connect people with permanent housing. So today we celebrate the 56th Earth Day. The theme for this year is Our Power, Our Planet, and it focuses on how communities and individuals can drive change. So let's start off with some predictions for the future of weight control. GLP-1s are not just for weight loss. They also might be helping the environment. Weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been gaining popularity recently. These drugs make people feel full more quickly, reduce cravings, and sometimes even reduce food noise. People on these medications also tend to eat less processed and sugary snacks and more vegetables. Jack Bobo, executive director at the UCLA Rothman Family Institute for Food Studies, spoke recently about the effects that this kind of drug use might have on the food industry. Bobo says that corn and soy, the two main ingredients in ultra-processed foods, may take a dip when demand decreases. This would also make meat less expensive. He points out how people using GLP-1s are looking for different nutrients and smaller sizes. Companies have already been reshaping their products for a GLP-1 user, like Starbucks launching protein cold foam, McDonald's testing high-protein items like grilled chicken, and Shake Shack launching a good fit menu featuring lettuce-wrapped burgers. And with less food being eaten, there could even be less pollution. Bobo predicts that a 10 to 15% reduction in American food consumption could result in a 20% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from U.S. agriculture. So what's better than some equine therapy? You might have seen those mini ponies going viral on social media recently. You know, the ones banging on a keyboard with their noses to distract kids while they get procedures done in hospitals. Well, they've made their way to UCLA. Emily Valdez went to go see for herself.
I happened to be in front of UCLA School of Law when I looked up and saw an odd and adorable sight. Two mini therapy horses grazing in the grass. What is the response you get from the students and staff when they see these horses? Probably like me, I went, oh my gosh, look at these tiny horses.
They just love them.
Victoria Notif Netanyahu is the president of Mini Therapy Horses. Can I give her a hug?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to give Valentina.
Yes, she loves hugs.
Can I give you a hug?
They're all used to getting
I'm getting a hug from Valentina. Oh, she
and
is.
They walk next to wheelchairs and walkers and help children's getting new prosthetics at Shriners Hospital. Our horses are kind of famous for playing the keyboard. They all play the keyboard.
You can check out some of the mini therapy horses doing their tricks and playing the keyboard on our website and socials at KNX News.
Go check out those horses. They are really, really cute. And you know what else is cute? Baby deer! A pudu fawn made her debut over the weekend. Native to South America, pudus are one of the world's smallest species of deer, only standing a little over a foot tall. Born to Mother Posey at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park, the baby is already exploring her new home. Park officials have said that she has a, quote, adventurous and confident personality. The baby doesn't have a name yet, but you can go visit her at the park in Escondido. And the wildlife crossing in Agoura Hills now has an opening date. Karen Adams has more.
The crossing here over the 101 has come a long way. Beth Pratt with the National Wildlife Federation overseeing the project took it all in.
For most of this project, it was either an abstraction when we first started. It was an idea. We had to raise the money. We had to get the plans. Or a lot of the construction was very concrete and rebar. But now you're seeing the living habitat. And you're seeing it working.
There are butterflies, birds, and other small creatures up here, while larger wildlife seem eager to use it.
Oh my God, the wildlife, it's like they can sense it. So Jeff Sikich with the National Park Service actually called it a mountain lion right within sight of the crossing right here. And the deer on this side are literally coming onto the construction site.
But they'll have to wait until December 2nd, the expected opening of the crossing. Now the project's about 60% completed. The natural sound barriers still have to be created.
So Earth Day is practically over, but that doesn't mean there aren't still ways for you to celebrate. There's an Earth Day Teen Climate Fest in Long Beach this weekend. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Aquarium of the Pacific, families can participate in activities, watch presentations, and take in displays. The event emphasizes sustainability and teaches how we can all make a difference. Roundhouse Aquarium in Manhattan Beach is also hosting an Earth Day celebration this weekend. This free event offers interactive and hands-on activities that look at environmental education and sustainable living. And maybe it's time to clean out your closet and donate some old clothes. Donating to clothing drives or your local women's shelter helps to reduce carbon emissions, keeps textiles out of landfills, and slows the effects of fast fashion. There are a number of charitable donation stores in the LA area where your clothing donations could help support victims of domestic violence, unhoused communities, and children's health research, to name just a few. So that's it for today's edition of the LA Local. Sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Nikki Berylson. Thank you for hanging with me this Wednesday afternoon. I hope to talk to you again soon.